I selected the 1969 painting, When the Raven Was White, to share with you because not only is it a beautiful example of Grace Hartigan's figurative approach to abstraction, but also it expresses the tenderness of her relationship with gallerist Martha Jackson. Using bold line work, the painting features a cacophony of forms at once familiar and strange. Is that a fish? Are those flower petals? Leaves? Vines? A butterfly? The curved forms have a rhythm, writhing, pulsating, undulating, swaying, while the limited color palette keeps us looking from section to section. A chalky yellow, soft mossy green, warm gray, crisp orchid pink, vibrant bold fuchsia, light and deep rose pink, and stormy dark blue. These colors stand in contrast to a penetrating black that punctuates the work, in some areas anchoring the corners of the canvas and defining shapes, in others fading to a softer gray and dripping to the bottom of the canvas. Hartigan's use of color, form, and composition keeps us guessing. Are the colored forms emerging out of darkness or about to be submerged by it? In the midst of these shifting colors and forms, there is an inscription at the bottom of the painting. It reads, "To Martha, July 69, Hartigan." Hartigan painted it following Martha Jackson's unexpected death and dedicated it to her memory. Jackson was not only an important advocate as Hartigan's gallerist, she was also a dear friend. Following their departures from the New York City scene, Hartigan in 1960 for Baltimore, Maryland, and Mitchell in the mid-1960s for France, Martha Jackson became one of their most important supporters, representing Hartigan from 1962 to 1977, and Joan Mitchell from 1966 to 1974. Hartigan and Mitchell benefited from Jackson's unique business model, and files from the Martha Jackson Gallery archives reflect that the gallery paid for Hartigan's rent, insurance, telephone, gas, and heat, in addition to photos of her artwork, shipping, and art supplies in 1963. One of the characteristics Hartigan most admired about Jackson was her eye for artistic talent and refusal to pressure her artists to conform to any sales-driven dictates. In a letter dated May 19, 1965, from the Martha Jackson Gallery archives, Jackson wrote to Hartigan, quote, "I only believe in art, never in fashion. The word and attitude to me is ridiculous." Hartigan mirrors this sentiment in another archival letter dated November 4, 1963, in which she expresses gratitude to Jackson for resisting the increasingly lucrative pop art movement. Hartigan wrote, quote, "I agree with you that the climate around art is changing. In the end, people will want really feeling art, and you have been very courageous in holding out against pop. Also, I think in another year or two, you and I will do very well, and I'll always be grateful to you for sticking with me when things were tough." During this challenging time in the 1960s art market, Jackson's rigorous exhibition schedule continued to bolster Hartigan and Mitchell's reputations in New York City and the United States. While being represented by the Martha Jackson Gallery, Hartigan's work was exhibited in an almost annual solo exhibitions and traveled to the University of Minnesota, the Franklin Seiden Gallery in Detroit, the Gertrude Castle Gallery in Detroit, and the Museum voor Schone Kunsten in Belgium. For Mitchell, who was simultaneously represented by the Gallery Jean Fournier in Paris, the Martha Jackson Gallery ensured her continued relevance to the New York City art market. In 1968, the Martha Jackson Gallery exhibited Mitchell's work as an important solo exhibition entitled Joan Mitchell Recent Paintings, and as part of a group exhibition that included artists such as Robert Jenkins, Anthony Tapies, and Hartigan. Beyond their professional relationship, archival correspondence between Hartigan and Jackson paints a picture of a close friendship where they discuss the details of their lives. One of my favorite examples of this is in a letter Jackson wrote to Hartigan dated August 8, 1967, in which Jackson provides an anecdote about her pet parrot, Chucky. Jackson wrote, quote, "I leased a house here, you know, and it has been a question of learning to live here. Although, I must say, Chucky went immediately out on the low hedges and bushes and has now graduated into the higher trees. She has learned to get back to her cage by herself, but put us through some bad moments here when she stayed out all night." Jackson's sudden death in July 1969 was a tragic time for the Martha Jackson Gallery. Hartigan was particularly struck by Jackson's death and asked to speak at her memorial service. In her speech, Hartigan relayed condolences that she had received from friends who made her promise not to die. Hartigan concluded her remarks by stating, quote, "I wish I could have gotten that promise from Martha." To return to Hartigan's painting, When the Raven Was White, I think that Hartigan communicates the deep sentiment and profound grief she expressed in her funerary speech through those undulating forms and penetrating darkness. I also think that we can see a gesture of hope in the top left corner of the painting. Here you'll notice the curved head of a parrot, Jackson's beloved Chucky, who, like Martha, has graduated to the higher trees.